But what were we fighting back in 2011 with Congressman Paul? Same thing we were fighting in 2008. The deep state, the military-industrial complex. And Congressman Paul was the only one that would actually bring the Constitution, would actually bring it to the discussion when he ran in 2008 when he ran in 2012. And so-called conservative wanted nothing to do with it. Remember Congressman Paul quoting the golden rule at that debate in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and getting booed? Yeah, that happened. By the way, in the chat room, you can make contributions to continuing our five-year effort. Thanks for all of you who have already, without me even asking, at crusadechannel.com/chat. So if you're not a Founders Pass member, go grab yourself a 30-day free pass. If you're watching on our Roku channel, that is the Crusade Channel TV, or on our YouTube, the official King Dude, go grab yourself a 30-day Founders Pass, and then you can go into chat room today, and maybe we'll melt down the chat room server and get to 150, because it won't go over 150. You can't have over 150 is the limit. We've never tested it. We got to 135, I think. Maybe today's the day. But anyways, continuing to stroll down memory lane and tying it to current events, the struggle with trying to get Congressman Paul through the Republican primary was pretty much the same struggle that was successfully completed by President Trump. Although Trump certainly was not running around with a pocket constitution like Congressman Paul was, does it mean that many of the things that the Trump campaign and the Trump administration has been able to achieve have certainly been far more friendly to the Constitution than anything that has happened since Ronald Reagan and before that since, gosh, I can't even do it. What, since Eisenhower? Before that, Eisenhower? And then before that, Cool Cal Coolidge, and before that, Grover Cleveland. So these events, I mean, it's history. It's a rolling developing story. But 5 years ago, when this channel came into existence, and we began, and of course the sound to the live radio feed was shut down about 90 minutes into broadcast number one, it was cut off. In any event, through all the fits and starts, it's a microcosm of what we're seeing today. I've written two little editorials now. One is they're both in a pile of prep at mikechurch.com, but they're also in the on the Acting All Crusadery blog, which the title is Trump Will Ultimately Win, But Here's What Is Disturbing to Me. And the second one, in today's, which I want to talk about today until in the first hour, until the lovely Carrie Gress joins us, and then we'll talk about her, what's going on with her. And she's been with us for 4 years now making guest appearances. And a lot of other things that we have worked with Carrie on. What's going on today could not be written by Tom Clancy. Could not be written by any crime writer or fiction, a crime writer, action adventure crime writer. Because you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. This is what is disturbing to me in part two. Why are men like Pat Buchanan sounding so defeatist today? Buchanan's all but thrown the towel in and is talking about President Biden in his latest column. I'm reading. I got to tell you, I got boiling hot, hopping mad. I really did. I'm reading it going like, come on, Pat. Throwing all the eggs into the Pennsylvania judicial court, I guess, where the Trump campaign filed its claim yesterday. There is a higher authority that must win the day here. And if it doesn't, then member on Election Day, what did I come in and tell you? Trump's going to win, but there's going to be war. How did I know that? Mars was rising off the low eastern horizon and rose, if you could see it in the sky, and you couldn't because it became daylight, throughout the day, Mars, the Roman god of war, I get them confused. Mars is the Roman god, and Ares is the Greek, or Ares is the Greek Roman, and Mars is the Greek, whatever the case is. But the Mars was rising throughout the day. There is a higher authority here that must be appealed to, and it must be victorious. And if it isn't, then you got to gird yourself for an actual war because these people are coming for us. I don't know if you're paying attention, but if you're watching and they are just disgusting, angry, vicious little press conferences that Sleepy Joe and Cruella De Haris are having, basically promising aborted baby body parts are for sale. Yesterday, Biden said to the international community, America, we're back. Meaning, who's back? What the hell are you talking about? We're back. Where did we go? We went America first, tried to go America first, withdrew from as much of the disgusting, vile, diabolical plots of the European Union and the CHICOMs and all the rest of them. And Biden's announcing that we're coming back full steam. Oh, this is going to get awful. This is going to get nasty. There was a column at Crisis Magazine 2 days ago. We're going back to the catacombs. No, we're headed for the catacombs by Father Peter Stravinskas, I believe is how you would say that. And he said, I have been looking forward to penning a reflection on directions Catholics should take in light of a Trump victory. As it turns out, I was hoping in vain. And now it is not an exaggeration to suggest that we may not know the real results for months due to massive voter fraud across the board, although Biden has dubiously been declared the winner. I'm just going to stop there. Let's go over a couple of things in regards to that. If we go back and piece together a timeline, believe me, movies and books, if we're still allowed to do these things without permission of the Biden state, the deep state, if you go back and piece together a timeline, this is what is going to emerge. We were here live on the Crusade Channel on Tuesday night at around 10 p.m. Central Standard, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. That would have been 11 on the East Coast. President Trump was cruising to an easy victory. It was going to be a red wave. And you know what? The red wave has been borne out in congressional races, in state house races, and governor's races. And it'll be borne out in the Senate as well. Trump was cruising to a victory until the coup was launched and the signal, the flare was fired, that game was on. What was the signal? Let's go back and review. Fox News calling Arizona for Biden 8 minutes after the polls had closed. I actually think 8 nanoseconds after the polls had closed. That was the trigger. What then happened? About a half an hour later, 72% of Arizona precincts, boom, reported. And then it all stopped. Member, don't ever forget this. After Arizona was called at about 50 minutes past 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10:50 Eastern, what happened in Fulton County in one precinct? A water pipe burst. Remember that? What happened after the water pipe burst? Someone gave the command to stop counting votes in Georgia. Who was winning when it was ordered for the votes to be stopped counting in Georgia? Trump was cruising about 4.5 points up in Georgia, with most of early voting and election day tabulated in Fulton County. He was going to clobber Biden. Vote tabulation stopped in Georgia, North Carolina. See if this makes any sense to you. Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Why? Why just those five states and Arizona? Well, because that was part of the plan. You can never change this timeline, and the material willing participant now in this coup, which makes it a treasonous act, Biden and Harris. If you go back and look again at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the night of November the 3rd, 2020, the United States of America and its citizens that had gone to the polls or early voted had elected President Trump for a second term. That's a fact. What has happened since is despicable. It's evil, and it's intentional, and a pattern has emerged.